You're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and the Jazz Messengers get us started.
Thank you. Thank you.
Red Garland and the quintet Burke's Works from November of 1957 off a package called the Red Garland Quintet on the prestige label Red Garland Piano. Jamal Nasser on bass, Art Taylor on the drums, frontline Hank Mobley on tenor, and Donald Byrd on the trumpet. It rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We started with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers and A La Mode from January 1961. Package is on the Impulse label. It's called Impulse. Art Blakey, Jazz Messengers, with about 55 exclamation points. A lot to be excited about here. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter the tenor, Curtis Fuller trombone, Bobby Timmons piano, Jamie Merritt on bass, and of course Art Blakey on the drums. Then we listen to Bobby Timmons from March of 1960, Easy Does It. Timmons on piano, Sam Jones bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. That was the title track, Easy Does It, on the Riverside label. Then we went back to Coleman Hawkins from October 1957 and You're Blasé. Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Oscar Peterson piano, Herbie Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, Alvin Stoller on the drums. Package on the Verve label called The Genius of Coleman Hawkins. And that brought us around to Red Garland and Burke's Works. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. We wrapped up that opening set with Red Garland and the quintet. Here's Red Garland again from that same session. Red Garland and crew, and they can't take that away from me. It's from a session, November 1957. Again, it was Red Garland and the Quintet on the Prestige label, and it lined up with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, Red Garland piano, Jamil Nasser on bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Once again, you're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Up next, we've got Max Roach.
Thank you. Thank you.
Max Roach and Clifford Brown wrapping up the set with the classic. Let's go to the top. We actually had three sides, count them, three, by Max Roach and his sextet in the days before Clifford Brown. First, we featured Max Roach and the sextet and Mobilization with Hank Mobley on tenor, Gigi Grice alto, Idris Suleiman trumpet, Leanne Comagies on trombone, Walter Davis piano, Frank Skeet on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. And again, the package was called Max Roach and his sextet featuring Hank Mobley. From that same session, we also listened to Max Roach teamed with Hank Mobley and Orientation, April 1953. And one final side from that session, Max Roach from April 1953 and Chi-Chi. Again, it was Hank Mobley on tenor, this time Walter Davis Jr. piano, Franklin Skeet on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. And we wrapped it up, Max Roach and Clifford Brown on the Emercy label, a study in Brown the classic called Blues Walk from February of 1955. That's one of the earliest versions. It's Clifford Brown and Max Roach. It's also Harold Land on tenor, Richie Powell on piano, George Morrow bass, and Max on the drums. That actually was the second version of that tune, Blues Walk. If you want to know the original, it was actually done by Sonny Stitt a couple of years earlier. The Clifford Brown Max Roach was from 55. Sonny Stitt did it in November 1953. He called his Loose Walk. Let's listen to it right now. Bye. A.K. Salim and the Orchestra, Payday, from October 1958, off a package on the Savoy label called Blue Sweet. Nine pieces there: Nat Adderley, Joe Wilder, Buster Cooper, Phil Woods, Seldon Powell, Sahib Shahab, Eddie Costa, George DeVivier, and Philly Joe Jones. A.K. Salim directing the orchestra. Before that, we had Sonny Stitt and Loose Walk, and that was the original version of Blues Walk. From November 1953, it was Sonny Stitt, Johnny Richards' orchestra on the Roots label. Sonny Stitt on tenor, Don Elliott on mellophone, Kay Winding trombone, George Berg on the baritone, Al Williams piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. And that's just about got us at the end of a trail for another week here on Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. We go from roughly 1944 through 1964. To take us on out, we're going to call on McCoy Tyner. This is on the Impulse label. McCoy Tyner plays Duke Ellington. Going back to December of 1964, we call this one Searchin', and we'll see you next time around.